This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In many ways, that's what's going on this weekend. Today, no prize, no surprise. The prize goes to the prince and the prince. Well, she's not a princess. She's the lady. What's Meghan Markle's
title? Duchess.
Duchess. She's the Duchess. And their son, what's his name, Archie?
Yep. Archie.
Harrison. Huh. That's an interesting name. King Archie.
No, he'll never be king. He doesn't even have a title.
Seven people before him, right?
Okay.
They chose to, which is kind of interesting, they chose to not give him a title. So,
He could be a commoner then, like
he is. Just be a normal boy, huh?
That's it, right. Normal, of course. So this is the DJV program where we invent new stories. Well, that doesn't sound right. We invent new radio every day. Well, we once in a while invent a story. I'll speak for myself anyway. Take liberties. With certain bits of information. I work with all different kinds of projects and people here in this program and all my life. And I find it's interesting to deal with everybody. Getting things done is a considerable challenge sometimes, but it's fun. I really find it good to have my brain wrapped around all of the things that I'm doing. And then sort of at the end of the day, I step back and think. And look, oh, wow, look what's been accomplished today, especially this time of year when there's so much activity on the farm and the radio business is buzzing. It's kind of cool. So now with clarity, Jennifer Horn starts us out in this hour with an important bit of news.
Well, should we lighten things up a little bit and celebrate some good entertainment news? How about that?
Yes, let's do that.
All right, well, Pat Sajak is making news. He has made game show history. His Wheel of Fortune career is 35 years and counting, 35 years and 198 days. And he was just awarded the Guinness World Record for the longest career as a game show host of the same show. And that happened on Wednesday of this week. He said, thank you very much, as he received the honor before he turned to his co-host, Vanna White, and said, I couldn't have done it without you. Vanna White is 62. Pat Sajak is 72. They look fantastic.
He's 72? No way.
He is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He looks amazing.
He looks great. He said, it's a great honor. We'll try to do some more.
From drinking his way through all of the shows.
He's pickled.
Whatever. He looks great. And he said, we'll get another one
nice
down
man,
the line.
Too. He's a very nice man.
He started Wheel of Fortune in 19, or he started, he made his debut on Wheel of Fortune in 1981. He took over from Chuck Woolery, who was the original host of the show. But he now has the longest career as a game show host on the same show. So congratulations to Pat Sajak.
He was a weatherman in Washington. When Merv Griffin saw him.
And a radio guy, right?
He was a radio guy as well. He owns a radio station in his hometown of Annapolis still. And had a, he had a couple, I think he still has a couple of other stations here and there. But he started on the radio, then he did the weather. He did. He started out a lot like, Willard Scott. The two of them were contemporaries, about the same age, and they followed each other working through, working up and through the ranks. And anyway, Merv Griffin saw him, and he was not thrilled with Woolery for whatever the reason as host. Remember that Merv Griffin was the one who created Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. They came as a package when they first got started in the 70s. It was Alex was not the first host of Jeopardy. It was, and I always forget his name, and I worked with a guy who came from St. Louis. Art Fleming. I got to think about his name for a minute. So Art Fleming started as the host of Jeopardy, and Woolery started as the host of Wheel of Fortune, and Merv didn't really like either one of them after they'd been in the seat for a while, and he was determined to find people that would relate to the audience better. Woolery was a professional game show host, and he related to the player, to the game, but he never really related to, and he was very successful with game shows, but he didn't relate well to the audience. Not like Sajak. Sajak became sort of an everyman. Trebek just had the looks, he had the smarts, he had the appropriate. He was, Trebek, of all of the hosts that existed in that genre, had one of the best senses, I say had, he's still at it, even though he's suffering from cancer. He had one of the, and he's older, I think he's 78, one of the best senses of timing. And he knew how to, you know, it was kind of like Ed McMahon with Johnny. He knew how to say something and look at Johnny for the right response. And it's something that you don't learn. You either have it or you don't have it. Some people on the radio, the same thing. It just is something that you have. And so the skills served both of them well, to the point where Merv pretty much gave them a lifetime contract. And so Sajak, I'll bet you that Sajak will keep doing this for another 10 years. And Trebek will...
Well, they tape it all. They tape it all in a short amount of time, and then he's got the rest of the year off.
21 days a year. So. That's it. They do five a day.
He's got to be making good money, too, because it's been syndicated forever.
18 million a year plus whatever. Wow. Their other gig, you know, I mean, whatever stuff they do. But it's a fabulous life. And to think that I could have gone down that road, not necessarily to think I could have been that successful, but I get an offer to do a game show a number of years ago, and I didn't take it because I didn't want to be off the farm in the summertime. And most of these shows, they tape in the spring and the summer to get them out of when the studios are. That's another thing that Merv Griffin and Dick Clark, I'm telling inside stories now, but it's maybe interesting to some folks. Merv Griffin and Dick Clark were masters of using studios when nobody else use them so they could get them cheap. Like Dick Clark would record. Remember when he and Ed did, what was that show? People are not people are talking, but people who, oh, come on, don't leave me hanging here on this.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I can't help you.
There's a show Dick Clark and Ed McMahon did together about people doing crazy stuff. I can't remember the name of it.
Kids Do the Darndest Things. That's Art Linkletter.
That was
America's
one of them.
Funniest Home Videos?
No, that's still on. No, there was another show that they did, and what Dick would do is hire a studio. He had that show was on for 4 years, and they only had one live show in front of an audience. They used that same audience for every single show, different shots of the audience. They put the cameras on the audience, and they just moved them around, and that was the only audience they ever had for the show. Ed and Dick would go into the studio at 1-2 o'clock in the morning and tape. A whole season of these. Oh, I got somebody, Kara, will you Google that for me?
Well, I'm trying to Google it, but I don't have a ton of information to go on. Is it the bloopers and practical jokes
Yes!
show?
Okay. That was it. Yep. Thank you. And so they would.
We spent all this time trying to make a show that literally no one cares about.
Right. Well, I don't know. That's true. I think some people, that's age discrimination. I think there's probably a lot of people that would remember that. Anyway, but now that you've put me down, I guess I better move on to something else. No arguing here. No grievances here. And beside the fact, what will it matter in 20 years? That's sort of a test, by the way, that I would like to offer for almost every controversy in our lives personally and publicly. Like, for example, what's going on with Trump and the Democrats now? In 20 years, no one will have even cared about this. And look back to the stuff... 20 years ago, it was, or 30 years ago, well, it was 20 years ago, we invaded Iraq. Anybody care about that now? The only reason George Bush is doing it.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, it comes up.
It seems that's how people decide if you're progressive or not, is whether or not you fought the war. That's at least what Bernie and Joe Biden are saying. And yeah. So every once in a while, it gets thrown up.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, food for thought, as is our case here on the DJV program. It's 15 after the hour.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try My Choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 at the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're just having a very intellectually stimulating conversation off the air about where Amelia Island is. I was looking at something that Deepak Chopra is going to do there next winter. And we got discussing these islands off the Florida.
Victoria pretty much
coast.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she said
I
it was
no
near.
Idea.
It was near Jekyll Island.
I thought it was one of the Georgia Sea Islands, but technically it's Florida's property. But
and
it's,
I
but
said,
as Kara said, it's very, very close to the Georgia border.
It was a good place to go and hide. And
get it.
I think you might have had to say the first part of that again.
Yeah.
What? Jekyll Island, a good place to go on hike.
Well, you said Jekyll Island, and then we talked for about 30
seconds.
Well,
because you interrupted me in my train of thought.
Oh, okay. It's our fault.
We God forbid anyone else interrupt us.
Yeah. That's right.
We stepped all over that brilliant
comedy gold.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle, speaking of comedy gold, is going to be awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Be a little difficult to tape that if he uses his usual shtick. I actually think, even though he's vulgar, I think he's hysterical, frankly.
He's so funny. I love him.
He is very funny. Anyway, a lot of prestigious people have won this award. Carol Burnett, Whoopi Goldberg, Bob Newhart, Richard Pryor, among others. Jay Leno, I'm trying to think of some of the others who have gotten it. I think Seinfeld got it. Kennedy
Has
Center found
being crazy, Dave Chappelle?
He's settled down a little.
Yeah,
his last couple
or something. He went to South Africa after his show basically got hijacked from him, the Chappelle show. It was widely publicized as like he had a mental breakdown, but I don't know if he really did or not.
Drugs.
But
he did too many drugs. But well, he's funny. He's a funny bugger though. Whether he does or he doesn't, he's funny. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
To learn some more about what's going on in the music world, 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV program. So we have Justin Timberlake in our focus. His songwriting chops on display and being honored next month. He'll receive the Contemporary Icon Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame on the 13th of next month at their 50th annual induction ceremony. And say it again, Doug. There it is. In New York City. Timberlake is the second person to get the honor. Gaga got it in 2015. The Songwriters Hall said the award is given to a songwriter artist who has attained an iconic status in pop culture. So you think Timberlake, I think Gaga has. Does Timberlake have the same?
Really? Yeah, 100%.
Okay. He's co-written all of his solo hit songs from Cry Me a River to Sexy Back to Can't Stop the Feeling, which, I love this song, actually. I do.
I haven't heard this in a while. I love this song.
Yeah, I track this, yeah, I love it too. Yeah. I like his wife, too. One of the reasons I like him. Anyway, Timberlake has, for Can't Stop the Feeling, got an Oscar nomination. Remember that? Co-wrote songs for NSYNC, too, including Gone, Girlfriend, and Pop. So the class for this year includes Missy Elliott already, Cat Stevens, interesting combination, Tom T. Hall, Jack Tempchin, I don't know who he is, John Prine. I kind of remember, why do I remember John Prine?
John Prine's like a country guy. He's like outlaw country.
Okay. Dallas Austin, all up to get special awards from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Again, the show is the 13th of next month, so congratulations to Justin Timberlake and all the people that will be recognized there. Up next, the country band Alabama in our focus. They have announced they're going to extend their 50th anniversary tour. They've been around for... Yeah, I guess they have been, now I think about it. Yeah. They are going to do a show with the Beach Boys. Now, that would be a take. I think that would be a lot of fun.
That's an interesting mix.
It is. Yeah. I know you're doing it in Ontario. Yeah. They're doing 29 more shows over 50 days, apparently. embarked on a major arena and amphitheater tour this year to mark their anniversary. Randy Owen, Teddy Gentry, Jeff Cook formed the group in 69 in Fort Payne. Say again, Doug. Fort Payne, Alabama. Went on to dominate the sound of country music in the 80s and the 90s. A lot of hits like Mountain Music, Dixieland, Delight. Sold 46 million records in our country. In the
I didn't know that they wrote that.
Hey, woo-ha.
Oh, wow.
They were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2005. Good help is hard to find. Jeff Cook announced in 2017 he'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's. And that have to limit his touring as his health allows. He goes out on the road. Second leg of the tour continues through November. Includes a concert at Bristol Dragway in Tennessee. All his concerts in Baltimore. Or as they say in Baltimore, Kara, right? Baltimore? Isn't that how they say Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Right. Indianapolis is going to see them this year. Birmingham, Alabama. Grand Rapids. And more on the docket as well. Gentry says that the response from fans to the anniversary tour has been better than they expected it would be, for whatever the reason. I wonder why that was. I wonder why a lot
of
kids...
I think that nostalgia acts right now are really big.
Yeah,
and I think
too.
That, right? I mean, Jen, you can speak to this more than I can, especially in the country world, but I think that that's probably part of it. But it's cool that he said that a lot of the kids who are coming to the shows weren't even born when they were popular.
Yeah, when they started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. All right, so anyway... Let them have a good time. We all have a good time. This is the time of year we go to those outdoor concerts. We love them. A lot of fun. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the U.S. and China came very close to reaching a trade agreement.
But they broke the deal!
So Trump telling a campaign rally in Florida last night he is still planning on raising tariffs against Chinese goods this week, unless the Chinese come to a deal by Friday. A top Chinese official is due in Washington today in an effort to make such a deal. The president also talking about the release of the Mueller report at that rally, telling the crowd,
2 years! Almost $40 million. After 2 years, nothing. No collusion.
Assistant FBI Director Michael McGarrity telling lawmakers yesterday about 850 people are being investigated by the FBI as possible domestic terrorists, saying there have been more arrests and deaths caused by domestic terrorists in the U.S. in recent years than international ones. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lots to love here on the DJV program, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is lovable. Victoria Keelan, lovable. Kara Schillen, lovable. And I know all the people who are hanging around with us are just as lovable. So thanks for being here, paying attention to what Victoria has on her mind at the moment.
Well, Billy Bush is in the news. This is the first time in 3 years that he's actually been in the news for a good reason. He has gotten hired, and he will now host. This is his first job since the whole scandal on the Access Hollywood bus, yeah, which a lot of people said that the Access Hollywood bus drove right over Billy. It didn't affect Trump, obviously, but, you know, Billy Bush lost his entire career.
A lot of people who did a lot of things worse than him that survived from it. I never did quite understand that whole thing, frankly. Anyway,
so now, though, so 3 years later.
Hold on just a second. I want to make sure that we acknowledge Kara has told us that so far today, we've started about three stories, and we've never finished them.
I don't think it was a we. I think it was more of you. Well, let's count. We have a new start. Every minute is a new start.
That's right.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, so Billy Bush's new gig will be as the host of Extra Extra. It is an updated version of the current syndicated entertainment show Extra, which is hosted by Mario Lopez.
Mario. Yeah.
Now, the rumors are that Mario Lopez will be moving to Access Hollywood to replace Natalie Morales. That's not official yet, but that is what that's been the rumor for a while.
Are they all produced by the same outfit, or is it different?
They're all Warner Brothers, so I would say yes. Yeah.
There's about 13 of them, I think, aren't they?
There's so many. I don't know. I don't watch any of them. But they're, you know, if you're in a doctor's office, that's the only time I ever see them.
They all act like they're best buddies with whoever they're interviewing. Oh, it's so lovely to see you. It's wonderful. They don't even know who those people are.
Well,
they're just being
Mario Lopez does know a lot of people.
But, yeah, Lopez is around.
Can you imagine? What are you doing here, Kim Kardashian? Who are you?
Why should I be talking to you again?
How long would that go?
Yeah.
You vapid old woman. What's your problem?
Right. So Billy Bush is he's 47 years old now. In the last 3 years, he has had a lot of obviously he's had his career ended pretty much, and then his wife filed for divorce, and so he's had a lot of upheaval in his personal life as well. So Extra Extra will take in-depth looks at topics ranging from pop culture to politics, and this may start actually in the summer.
Why did his wife divorce him? Does he have a job?
No, I'm sure it's a lot more complicated than that. I don't know. They have three daughters together, so I don't know.
I told you I went to a party at a Hollywood director's, walked in with him. I didn't know him, never seen him before. And we sort of stuck together for the whole night. And we went over to the bar, and he said, "You want a drink?" I said, "No, thanks." But then he started mixing. He was like a bartender at some point in his life. And he stood behind the bar. Everybody walked up to him and acknowledged who he was. "Hey, Billy, mix me this," or "Billy." And he's a nephew of George W.'s. How is he related to the bigger Bush family?
Is he a cousin of George W.?
He's in.
I think he's a nephew, but I think it's a couple away from George W.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
Speaking of stars in the political families of the world, there was a pretty uncomfortable interview between Seth Meyers, who can't seem to get out of, he wants to be just like Stephen Colbert when he grows up, apparently, can't seem to stay away from the dump Trump stuff, and he interviewed Meghan McCain when they were talking about, I can never pronounce her name, Omar, what's her first name, Ilhan?
Omarosa?
No, Omar.
Were you trying to tell
Ilhan? Ilhan Omar.
Omar, right, exactly. And she slammed her pretty hard, and Myers slammed her pretty hard. They were back and forth. Pretty uncomfortable stuff, which I don't think is the main reason, but it seems to me that
she
getting
into Meghan, she didn't know they were going to talk about politics, and then Seth Meyers brought it up, and so then she slammed him. And, yeah, it was kind of, I don't know, it was sort of
uncomfortable. Watching that stuff. Yeah.
Well, this happens now when late-night comics are now doing politics. Stephen Colbert is like the whistle stop on people's presidential tours. It's not the days of Johnny Carson, that's for sure.
No, it isn't.
You avoided politics at all costs.
Right, yeah, no matter what. The feds apparently had a big day in the cocaine world. Do you see this, Victoria? They've been trying for a year.
It was a big bust somewhere was it New York or Jersey, right?
No, it was in New York, yeah.
Yeah.
$3 million worth of cocaine, 19 people arrested.
Cocaine is back in a big way. It's all over nightclubs again. It's like the 80s all over in LA and in New York. It's kind of crazy. Never was my scene ever, but it is crazy that it's back, and it's a very like young kid, like college and early 20s.
So isn't this stuff expensive though? How do they get the money?
I have no idea how much cocaine is. I have no idea.
No, either, but you wonder about how expensive it is and what.
I would guess it's probably pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Well, and people have jobs or
Wasn't
they have
it always
money.
Known as like a rich kid drug?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, I would say my son would tell you that. A lot of people that he treated as a drug counselor were addicted to cocaine. I started off with stuff that's lighter and more easily found and then graduate, in a manner of speaking. Here's a Kentucky teenager named Jerome Kunkel made headlines suing the health department in his town over their vaccination policy, and it seems that he's now come down with the chicken pox. I don't know. I'm laughing. It's, you don't die from the chicken pox, for the most part, not in our country. But he has deeply held religious beliefs, he says. And from the family's perspective, they recognized that they ran the risk of getting sick, and they were okay. Matter of fact, Kunkel sued the Northern Kentucky Health Department after it ruled that all students who had been in his school, who hadn't been vaccinated against chickenpox, couldn't come to class unless they got the shots. But there were 32 confirmed cases of it at the time. And anyway, Mr. Kunkel said he didn't believe that that vaccine was the only one they were trying to push. And so the judge, they went to court. The judge ruled against the family, in favor of the health department. And so they're in the midst of appealing it. Meanwhile, the kid gets chickenpox. That's something if I were to ask Dr. Ken about that, he'd say, well, it's better to get the vaccine. Once you have the chickenpox, though, you don't get, you never get it again.
And I had chicken twice.
Chickenpox?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Because the first time that I had it was very mild, and then a couple years later, I got it again, and the second time was bad.
Huh. I've never heard of anybody. It's a branch of Epstein-Barr. Mono and all that other stuff comes from shingles. It's all the same thing. And I had it once in... Now that you're making me think about this, I got Epstein-Barr and mono in 1988, and then I got the shingles about 12 years later.
Did you get mono the fun way?
I did not. In fact, I got mono being very sick on a trip that I led of Americans, that classical music tour that I took. And it was, it was not, it was a great.
You got the kissing disease on a classical music tour?
Oh, I did, yes. Well, the person that I was kissing didn't have it. It didn't come from her.
You came along.
Yeah. All right, enough of the kissing department. You see let's go to Los Angeles for the seizure of those guns, Jennifer.
That's
ammunition.
Yeah,
in Beverly Hills. 1,000 guns in this guy's garage. What in the world?
Yeah, and what's really weird is that just happened this week. And then last week in Burbank, which is where all the studios are, it's a pretty nice area of LA.
Yeah, it is.
They found in $1.5 million. It was a expensive home. Or two bedrooms
$1.5 million
in California.
Yeah, right. I was going to say $1.5 million.
Oh, yeah. I can't afford to live in Burbank.
Yeah,
I cannot afford to live in Burbank. You can't even get a two-bedroom for less than $800,000. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so Burbank was the scene of a huge drug bust. There was a report of someone leaving their door open, and the dog, their dog ran out. And so someone in the neighborhood called the police. The police showed up, and they couldn't find anybody at home. And when they went through the house, they found it was this huge grow operation for illegal marijuana. They were also making oils and stuff like that, hemp oil. So they shut that down. So one every week of these big, huge scale busts for weapons and drugs and all sorts of stuff going on around.
They find
these are
by
all
accident.
Assault rifles too. This is freaky when
stuff.
You see the pictures. Yeah,
where
it just goes to show you never know who's living next door to you, even when you're in Beverly Hills, of all places.
But the other side of it is, how does one person get all these guns? You can't buy them legally. You can't own
they're all running.
Guns.
Yeah, they're illegally selling them, too.
Yeah.
And that's apparently the neighbors, I guess, had tipped off the cops saying that the person who owns the house, it's a woman, and there were three SUVs in the driveway that are registered to her, but they haven't seen her in years, so I don't know what's going on there. So we don't know if someone was squatting in the house or if they were just renting the house, but it's a lot of assault weapons.
That TV show Ellen Barkin is in, she's a murdering, robbing mother and sends her kids out to do jobs. What's that show? Call it's on one of the cable networks. It sort of reminds me of that show. It's pretty rough stuff. But, you see, you mentioning that mother and all the SUVs reminds me of that story with her. I don't remember what it's called. I'm sure Kara's found it by now. Or if she hasn't, she'll find it by the time we come back, 15 before the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of five popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's now available in stores everywhere. Here on the Segway Serenade with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, the television program I was referring to, starring Ellen Barkin and a bunch of other guys you never saw before, was Animal Kingdom. Right? And the ladies, none of them have seen it. Apparently I'm the only one who's seen it, and I see it on the plane. So there it is, folks. Another fascinating foray into nowhere land. Howard Stern has a new book. First one he's written in a couple, two decades or more. Howard Stern Comes Again is the name of the book. There's a double entendre in there someplace. It's a collection of transcripts from his favorite interviews. According to one reviewer that's in the biz, it is a calmer, gentler, perhaps less shocking emergence of America's most famous jock. I don't know that he's a jock. He used to be a jock. He's a talk show host now.
Well, he's the original shock jock.
Yeah, that's where the term came from, exactly. He also reveals in the book that he was worried about having cancer and is off for a long time. He's a colorful, interesting person participating in the American dream. The American backdrop, if you will, for a long time, unique personality, and nothing at all like he seems in his real life. He's nothing like what he seems on the radio. Pretty interesting guy. 10 before the hour in the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now, as our focus on your health and well-being, sort of a continuum here, now the focus is on info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who seems like he's always here, his presence always being felt, even if he's not here. The information lives on forever. He does lots of research every week for his own practice down in Florida, and then we get the benefit of him having synthesized the info, so you'll see, or hear at least, what it is that may apply to you or someone you know. We'll start off with an overview from one of the trade magazines about how good physical fitness is for you in a pretty specific way, Ken.
Here's some good news, Doug, out of the American Lung Association this week. We know about its benefits for heart disease, but a recent study of a large and diverse group of people, Doug, supports the idea that being physically fit can help protect against cancer. Also, higher fitness before diagnosis leads to better survival among those who develop lung or colorectal cancer.
Colorectal, easy for you to say.
Exactly.
So it is rather interesting that people don't see the connection. I would think the connection, for anything, well, maybe because this is inner and not outer, it's not as obvious.
Well, the good news is working out, getting to the gym, doing any activity you enjoy doing will lower your risk of getting cancer. And if you get cancer, better increase your chance of surviving.
Why is that? What is there? Is it the blood flow? I think I've always thought that blood feeding a cancer, if it's a tumor, would be bad for you. You'd want to keep blood from going to it.
Well, I think it helps with your immune system. It also helps with your mental state, gets your blood pressure down. All of these things are so important.
All right, here's something else that's important. Another journal focusing on e-cigarettes once again. Wow, this is really something.
Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics this week. This is beginning to be of great concern. As e-cigarettes gain fans, children may be losing out. This new research suggests that vaping parents, they expose children, Doug, to secondhand fumes that may be as harmful as tobacco smoke. Nearly 5% of American adults living with children use e-cigarettes, and many of those kids already have asthma. Kids living with adult vapors, they could be exposed to volatile organic compounds like formaldehyde, nicotine, heavy metals, and ultrafine particulates. The American Academy of Pediatrics, Doug, recommends that e-cigarettes not be used around children.
Well, there is a practicality here, and it, you know, comes up not only with e-cigarettes, but you know, you and I have talked about this when we've had our exams, whether I have I've always had bronchial stuff. Whether I have asthma or something that's developing into asthma, even though I've never smoked, maybe being around the farm all these years. But it starts when you're around the damage. My mother never knew it. She wouldn't have done it if she'd have known it, but she didn't. She was a big smoker, and we were all exposed to that stuff. And now, 50, 60 years later, we feel it. It has an impact. So parents should be thinking about this because we have the information now. I didn't have it when I was a kid, but you sure have it now. So if you're doing this kind of stuff around your children, you're a damn poor parent, and it's inexcusable what you're doing to the future of your children. It is. Completely. It's inexcusable. All right. Here's something else that's... I think this. Once this comes to be, television ads are... The television every night, all day, every night, filled with drug ads. So what's the rule going to be going forward?
Yeah, this is some breaking news this week. Out of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, there's a new rule from them announced just this week to require, Doug, pharmaceutical companies to reveal the prices of drugs they advertise in television ads. The new rule will force companies to disclose the prices of prescription drugs covered by Medicare and Medicaid that cost $35 or more for a month's supply.
There you go. That would be good. That would be interesting to see how they work around that.
Well, fewer people will ask for the drug.
Yeah, that's probably right. Here's what a lot of people are asking for, a healthy way to lose weight and keep it off. And the answer to the question, what is a product that will be healthy, help me lose weight, keep it off? The answer is Kellitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Matter of fact, it's become the number one weight loss product if you're trying to focus on doing it the healthy way. That is losing weight and keeping it off. And because Mother's Day is right around the corner, they're offering you the opportunity at toploss.com, which is the website for Kellitren. Toploss.com, the DJV code needs to be used for this. You get $30 off a 120-day supply, free shipping, and a bottle that's free. Get it now for your mom if you want for Mother's Day. Toploss.com for Kellitren. Lose the weight, keep it off. The code you got to use is DJV.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.